Dirty Nerds.
I've spoken about this before. It's so important to have multiple different ways of getting new leads, getting new business for your business.
The Naughty Nerds Podcast, weekly marketing tips and tricks for the true nerd in you.
It is so important to have lots of fingers in lots of different pies when it comes down to lead generation, when it comes down to business development. In the past, we've spoken about conferences. Hint, hint, we're going to be at SEO Vibes next month. It's like 17 days away or something like that. Me and Jake are going to be speaking on stage. We're talking about all things agency life and how we're different to other agencies, how we've scaled our agency. It's going to all be about SEO, content marketing, lots of party, lots of alcohol. So tickets are down below. There's some cheeky discount codes if you fancy it, but would love to see some of you there. So we've talked about conferences before. We've also talked about running ads, doing SEO, but we've never delved into other routes, which we are expanding and working on at the moment, which I have to say has been absolutely fantastic. And these are two different marketing techniques. They're not really, well, they are marketing. They're sort of outbound marketing. So with marketing, you have inbound and you have outbound. So inbound is anything where people are coming to you. Outbound is where you're going out to find business, right? So that could be going to an event. Try that again, Tom. It could be going to a networking event. It could be going to a conference, etc. But in this context, we're talking about two things. We're talking about cold emails and appointment setting. So the first one, cold emails, there's a couple of different ways that you can do it. We work on niche specific campaigns at any one given time. So we are sending out emails basically saying, hey, this is what we do. We can do this. Do you want to chat? Obviously, it's a little bit more than that, but we launched a new campaign, and this is just absolutely insane, on Monday. And at the time of recording this on Thursday, we've already got one lead that's come through and they've booked a call and they've had their call. It was a really good lead. We sent off a proposal. So just by starting something new, finding a data set, finding an industry that we want to work with. And this is one thing where I think we are just awesome. We work with loads of different industries, right? If you go onto our website, which is brand new, it actually launched in the end, you will see all of our different case studies for SEO and PPC. There are law firms in there, there are cleaners in there are security companies in there. There's a whole different mix, which means that we can hyper-focus on different industries or niches that we want to target so we can work, figure out what works best. We can scale that up, bring in more leads, more revenue for the business. Super awesome. What a lot of these gurus that are digital marketing agency owners tell people that they need to niche down. It's so important to niche down. I highly disagree with it. I think it is great for startup agencies because it's a very easy model. You build out something that works, you scale it, and then work on those other niches. I don't like to do things the easy way. However, it has meant that we've been able to work with multiple different businesses and scale at a different rate to how normal agencies would if you go down the niche approach. But it means that we are able to offer a more full service to our clients. We don't just do ads, for example, for lead generation. We do SEO, we do socials, we do PR, we do loads of different stuff, which helps with an overall lead generation, which is why things like cold emails are great. Because just like I've said before, having your fingers in lots of pies, having loads of eggs in your basket rather than relying on referrals is an incredible way to scale up your business at a very successful rate because you are having different leads coming from different things. For example, we do conferences, we sponsor conferences, we attend conferences, we do our own SEO, we do our own Google ads, we do cold emails, we do email marketing to our current database, we use appointment setters, we use LinkedIn outreach. There's loads of different stuff that we do, and that means and referrals that we are pulling in leads from all different directions with very high close rates. As an example, I'm not going to do one of these things where I share my Stripe dashboard and things like that, but this month in April, yeah, we are definitely in April, we have sent off 113 proposals and we have won 99 of those. Yes, some of them are copywriting orders. Yes, some of them are upsells for additional development hours. But every quote that we've sent, 113, we have won 99 of those. We have an incredible incredible success rate when it comes down to closing deals. So by putting in a new mix of cold emails, which we've done recently, and we played about with them a little bit last year, but we've actually outsourced that to an amazing guy who is working on that. That's all that he does. And he is awesome. I like call him a god because he's insane. I'll tell you a funny story. This is a little bit of a tangent. I'll come back to the second lead generation thing that we've been working on at the moment. I had a sales call, a discovery call book in today, this morning, for 10:30 in the morning. And it was booked at like 2 a.m. So I start the discovery call as I always do, having a general chat, talking about us and what we do, and then also asking what the client does, what they want to achieve, things like this. I go through the whole process of what I normally do. I'm not very script orientated. I'll focus on what needs to happen and what goes where, etc. Right, and propose a solution for the client and go into a little bit of technicalities if needed. He then says, oh, give me a few minutes. And I'm like, right, okay. And then he then comes back, turns his camera on, which was off before, and says, actually, I'm not who I say I am. I'm actually a sales coach. And I've written down 3 pages of things that I think you could do better. And it was a very interesting way, because I never thought about this as an interesting way to get a prospect and get a lead. The way he came across probably wasn't the best way. Some of the points that he made were very valid. But then Jake is in this office and he's on the other side of the room. And I said, Jake, how many proposals have we sent? What have we won this month? And Jake said the numbers that I just previously quoted. And he was like, yeah, you could do better than that. So, right, okay, fair enough. But there you go. There's another interesting thing. I hadn't planned on talking about it in this video, but I thought that's another great way that you can get leads. Probably not the right thing to do, to pretend to be someone else and waste someone's time. But it still is a very new way that I've seen people generate business before. The third thing, which is actually the second thing, because I didn't plan on talking about the fiasco that happened this morning, when today is super busy because we go away tomorrow for my sister's 40th birthday. She's probably going to hate me for saying that, actually. Oops. The third thing is appointment setters. And this is a fantastic way to scale on a pay on result basis, is I think the technical term, where basically someone will reach out to your potential target audience, your prospects, and they will say, this is what I can do. I'm not going to spam you. I'm not going to bombard you. Do you want to chat? Here's a bit more info. They do the outreach. They do everything. And then you pay per successful appointment that's booked through. An amazing way. And a lot of these people work on a freelance basis. They're very good sales guys. And it sort of starts off that process, because then they book in either with myself, Jake, or Cameron, one of our business developers. And it all siphons through into a fantastic model. And we use something called Calendly, which is amazing. I highly recommend anyone in the service-based industry to use it, because it's absolutely fantastic and it's so cheap compared to other softwares out there. And there's a great thing called a round-robin calendar. And what that means is you have one event type, and then you have multiple people within that, and whoever is first available, you can also set priorities as well. It will book in with that particular person, which is absolutely fantastic. So with these setters, we give them a calendar link, they get the prospect to call, book in the call, and then it either goes to one of us. So those are two different things that we've started to do recently, which are pulling in leads at a very good and reasonable rate. And the quality of the leads is very good because they're hyper-focused on the industries that we work with. Yes, I'm taking this into context of us as a digital marketing agency, but this could work for consulting. It could work for IT support. It could work for commercial cleaning. And the one thing that I absolutely stress is be different, right? I get hundreds of emails in my inbox, in our info at inbox, of these similar pitches. The most important thing is to stand out by what you're saying. If it's a guaranteed offer, if you add a funny meme in which will probably make someone laugh, there's loads of different things that you can do, but stand out, because otherwise someone's just going to delete it and you're wasting your time sending out those emails if you're doing it manually or using a software to do so. So those are two, if not three. The second one is probably a little bit dodgy and I probably wouldn't recommend it. And then the third one, which I absolutely love. But those are three new, innovative, cool things that we are using and we've implemented, because I'm always that nerdy person that wants to add things into what we're doing, and it can really help your business. And I hope he's taking something and it is useful in some way, shape or form. There you go. That's me. I'm done. Stay awesome. Stay safe. But most importantly, stay nerdy.